Well, I'm very glad to have two very special guests with me in the studio today. One of them, Walt Goodridge, he wrote us a special post about a book he is promoting. And it's a book about a girl who went to Saipan to work and wrote her life story in this great book called Chicken Feathers and Garlic Skin. So today, we're very happy to introduce the author, Wang Chunyu, and her friend, Walt Goodridge. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you for having us.
谢谢你们过来. So Walt, you are a key figure in making this book happen and also in this book. Can you tell us a bit more about the book?
Well, I am originally from Jamaica, and I lived in the United States most of my life, and I wanted to get away from the rat race, so I decided to move to Saipan.
This the is perfect the place to be, isn't it?
Nice warm weather, similar to where I was from in Jamaica. And while I lived on Saipan, I moved there in 2006, and I noticed that there was a really unique community there of contract workers from the Philippines, from China, from Thailand, from Vietnam, from all over the world, who came to Saipan in order to earn US dollars so that they can usually send back to their families in their homes.
And the title of the book actually tells it all. It's Chicken Feathers and Garlic Skin, which I'll get to a bit later. And also, Diary of a Chinese Garment Factory Girl on Saipan. 那春雨这个说的就是你自己。
在一个服装厂里面工作。
It's really a bit like a sweatshop. I read the book and the conditions were horrible there. So how did you two meet? So what you said, you noticed a special community, but why this girl in particular and what's special about her and her story?
Well, we just happened to meet in a supermarket. As I mentioned, it is a melting pot there on Saipan. So even though there are girls working in the factories, they'll come out after work or on weekends and go shopping in the stores in around Saipan. And that's where I met Chunyu. And we became friends. And after finding out what her experience was, I encouraged her to write a book because I know a good story when I see one. And that's how I encouraged her over the course of the last year to put her thoughts and ideas and feelings and experiences down on paper for people to enjoy.
Well, Chunyu, from reading the book, it's really a very compelling story that showcases the amazing strengths of Chinese women. You know, when I see you, you are a very small, petite, sweet girl, but the kind of hardships you went through and the courage you gathered to overcome those really is very commendable. 那你去塞班的时候是因为想要到那里更好的生活，赚多一点钱回来给家里人，是吧？
是的，我想改变一下自己的生活，想让我儿子上学也上好一点的学校，我是这么想，也是另外一个原因是关于我自己的那个婚姻也不是很好啊，所以说我想到那边去。So
Chunyu was saying what made her move to Saipan, and it's basically providing a better life for her family, her son. So when you got there, were you scared of the conditions? 到了那有没有吓一跳? 就是跟他们以前在国内告诉你的，说可以赚很多很多钱都不一样。
是的，我到那里看了下来，我真的一跳，没有我想象的那么好。
Because they promised you good conditions and you would be making a lot of money, right?
他是这么说的，但是到了那里边以后，也没有完全想象，那所说的那样。
And Walt, you said you know a good story when you see it. What's special about her story? Or is it representative of many people like her in similar situations?
Yes, absolutely. It is representative of a lot of the women who went to Saipan in order to work. A lot of them leave families behind. They don't see their children for many, many years. Mm-hmm. They work and send a lot of money back home in order to improve their family's condition while they do the enduring and the suffering on Saipan. But yes, it's a story of thousands and thousands and thousands of women, not just in Saipan, but also across the world where those sorts of factories are still in existence.
And another thing I really liked about this book is it seamlessly blends Chinese language into the English translation. So of course, Chunyu originally wrote it in Chinese, 是用中文写的. And did Walt help you to translate it, or was it another editor?
我是用我自己的那个快译通
used an electronic dictionary.
再加上自己。哇，我觉得太厉害了，那个有用吗？
Well, if I may, the process was she would write her memoirs down in Chinese, and we would get together and sit at a table, and she knows enough English to express the ideas to me, and I would then write it and embellish it a little bit, but not too much. I didn't want to make it my style of writing, so I did as the best that I could to translate it the way that she was speaking it to me without getting too verbose, without getting using a vocabulary that was not within her range. So I did do translations. We did use the electronic translator at times, and that was fun because obviously it's
more often than not, you get very archaic translations.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
But the beauty of it is it retains some really colorful Chinese language idioms that gives you insight to the language and the culture. For example, the title, Chicken Feathers and Garlic Skin, which comes from a Chinese 成语, an idiom, 鸡毛蒜皮儿. 你觉得都是鸡毛蒜皮的一些小事吗?
我觉得是的。
你当时自己想的这个题目, 书的题目吗?
我们当时想的就是, 那个 factory girl， 后来我们再通过研究啊，那个才改成这个。
Yeah, and I want to ask you both: was it a conscious decision to have some aspects of Chinese language in this book? Like chicken feathers and garlic skin means insignificant,
right,
petty things.
Exactly. Right? Well, it just lent itself perfectly to the book in the sense that as we were typing and transcribing and translating, in the course of simply describing what her life experiences were like as a natural part of her way of communicating, she would always reference the Chinese idioms. As she may have mentioned, I thought I heard it, the original title was going to be Factory Girl. That was my idea. In the course
of
I
thought it was Edie Sedgwick and Andy Warhol.
It's a good thing I didn't name it that because they're right. I found out later on that there was a... during the course of one transcription session, she mentioned that some... Usually, I will say this, Jenny... usually, I don't give away the meaning of the title in interviews because I want people to... But this is Chinese Pod, and most of your listeners who are students will are probably already way ahead of the curve. Anyway. So I'll give you a special treat. So yes,
thank you very much for that.
When I heard she was talking about the arguments between some of the girls in the factories, a lot of the girls ended up bickering amongst each other.
Yeah, and it's all over this 鸡毛蒜皮的事情.
Right, and it was typically over nothing at all, just chicken feathers and garlic skin. The minute she mentioned that in the course of our transcription session, I knew, you don't have to go any further.
Yeah.
It's a voice from above says that's the title of the book. Yeah, it's such a unique phrase.
There are many other great examples of that. And I think for people who are learning the language, it's also a very interesting journey, interesting read. Chunyu, at the end of the book, I read you said, I have lost a lot in Saipan. 失去了很多, I lost money, I lost my youth. But you're still living there. Why the decision to still live there?
他们都是说想那个绿卡，每个人都想绿卡，所以说，其实他们没有工作也愿意待在那儿，他们就想。那你自己呢？我自己，我是因为我的婚姻的问题，我才待在那里。
For personal reasons. But also you mentioned a very special man in the book, which will keep a secret. You'll read that in the book. So what are your plans for the future? Are you guys on a book tour in China? And how did you get this book published?
The book is self-published. And before the interview, I mentioned to you that I've written a few books myself.
Yep.
And one of the things that I do in my calling in life is help people discover their passion and turn it into profit. So one of the ways that people can do that is by putting their memoirs down on paper and self-publishing their own book. So this book is completely self-published in the sense that there's no big publisher, there's no Random House or Bantam Doubleday. Yeah. It's all independently done through my company, and Chunyu owns a copyright. So that's a story.
That's a great venture, really.
Right, right.
So can I ask, has it done quite well commercially?
It has just been released. It's no more than a month. It just came out last month. And so far, it's been selling on Amazon. Every time they order more, 10 or 20 copies, it sells out and they order more. So
what we're
looking to do is to grow the awareness of the book so that we can maximize the orders. But yes, it has been selling well through Amazon.com as well.
What kind of promotions or what kind of channels have you been using to promote the book?
Right now, we are starting to do interviews like this. We've done interviews on Saipan as well, where Chunyu lives. This, because we happened to be in China, I thought it was a good
synergy.
Synergy to come and visit Chinese spot, especially since, and I will say this, I'm very honored to be in the same studio with you, Jenny.
You're too kind.
My first introduction to Chinese was through you, through Chinese spot. You know,
that's wonderful.
A friend of mine introduced me to it, so I thought it would be the perfect synergy to do promotion. But we are going to be doing interviews. The challenge, of course, is that because of her visa and travel status, it's not possible for Chunyu to fly to California to do an interview. And so we'll have to do either more phone interviews or just more written interviews. So it's a little bit limiting in terms of how we promote it.
What kind of reaction and response have you seen from, first of all, media you approach and then the readers? I'm very curious to see the appeal of this
book. If you go to the Amazon.com, you'll see nothing but positive reviews. It's amazing. I mean, I take a little bit of pride myself since I'm co-author.
Both of you.
The reviews are very, very good. People are really pulled into the story. And one thing you mentioned before, even though it is indicative of and representative of a lot of other women's stories and men's stories, what's unique about Chunyu is her spirit, in the sense that even when I was transcribing the book, you mentioned that it was horrendous conditions. You know, I never got the sense from listening to her tell it that it was as bad as other people who are now reading it, you know, after the fact, because of the energy. She hasn't been defeated. She's not negative. She's not a complainer. She's not a whiner. So I don't get the sense that she's been beaten down by the experience.
That's
she still
the woman
retains
of
that,
China.
Right.
中国女性的美德都非常的伟大, 而且she has such a sweet smile after all what she's gone through.
And people have said it. In fact, again, if you go to Amazon.com and see the reviews, one woman in particular said that a lot of the women in the factories endure things that the typical Westerner would never put up with.
It's really a sweatshop, right?
Yeah. So just the ability to endure and still maintain a positive spirit is what sets some people apart. Some people go back home defeated after an experience like that, you know.
So, Chunyu, do you want to keep on writing? 继续写作吗?
我有这个打算想写另一本。
Writing another book. What would it be about? 会关于什么? Can you let us on a little secret on that? A small preview. 先介绍一下。
关于我自己书中讲到的那些朋友们他们在中国回到中国以后的生活。
That would be a great follow-up to talk about the girls, your friends that you wrote about in this book. And what for you, your plans? Discovering people turn their passion into profit?
Helping more people tell their stories and live the life of their dreams. So my plan is to see more of this, of the region. It's my first time in China, but I'd love to visit other places as well, Japan and Thailand and Singapore and all over. So
that's wonderful. So how can we buy the book? One source we know is Amazon.
We would prefer if people would like, and I'll say it bluntly, if people would like to put more money in Chun's pocket, they can actually buy it directly from the website SaipanFactoryGirl.com.
SaipanFactoryGirl.com.
Right. I'm not sure, are most of your listeners here in China, or do you think most
in
of
in North America?
North America. Okay, good. So they can buy it there because our shipping is out of Tennessee in the States.
Oh, okay.
So if they're ordering from China, however, they might be better off ordering
That's
from Amazon.
That's a detour, yeah. Right. Well, right. Thank you very much. Thank you both of you for being here and sharing your great story with us.
Really appreciate you taking the time.
谢谢，不用谢，不用谢，非常感谢你。
好,
well, thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed that.